Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are diving deep this season into intimacy betrayal. So if you were just joining us, please at least go back to the beginning of the season. And if you enjoy or get anything out of this episode, please like, subscribe, and share with your closest friends and family members and anybody who could benefit from this, because this is not uncommon, people. Intimacy betrayal is not uncommon. We're talking a little bit more specifically this season to partner betrayal, so intimate partner betrayal. But a lot of us, it's not just our spouse who has intimately and deeply betrayed us. Okay, so I do feel like some of the tools that we're talking about and concepts that we're talking about is useful for probably every human being. So listen carefully, because this will most likely apply to you with open mind and open ears. So welcome back, guys. Today, we are talking about, will I ever trust again? Life after betrayal. This is a really common question and a tough subject. Will I ever trust again? Trust is a very, very interesting thing, isn't it? My response to that when a client asks me is abso-frickin-lutely yes. You can learn probably to trust for the first time. As I've mentioned in previous episodes, this process takes some time, okay? Really just getting to a place of healing and restoration is about 2.5 years. When you start to look at a new way of life, a new way of living, a new way of perceiving the world around you and relationships to you, we're looking at about 5 years. Okay, so like this really is a process of healing, a process of recovery. And for most of the clients I work with, it's one of those, this is for the first time things. So it's not, will I trust again? It's, will I trust? But a lot of people, what they're really asking is, will I have another sexual relationship in which I will not be hurt? I think that's what they're really asking. And the answer to that is also abso-frickin-lutely yes. Like that you can have. You can have a fulfilling, gratifying, healthy, positive, sexual and romantic and intimate relationship with a partner after intimacy betrayal. You can have that. The caveat is you can't have it if you're not willing to go through the process of healing and recovery from betrayal trauma. Okay? These wounds are very deep. And the trauma replays and replays and replays. And you definitely run a very high risk of finding yourself in another addicted, traumatic, narcissistic, or abusive relationship in the future if you do not take the time and make the tremendous investment in your healing. Okay, so absolutely yes, you can have these things sometimes for the first time. Yes, you can have the most amazing, gratifying, mind-blowing sex and healthy, intimate relationship in your future, but only if. Okay. And I just don't think there's a lot of wiggle room in what I'm talking about. Okay. I just, in my experience of 20 plus years, I have never witnessed someone not go through a process of healing and just land themselves in a healthy, functional relationship. I just have not yet to see it. But I give that 0.1% of possibility. Okay. Like, I think it can happen. It's just not likely. Okay. So I want to be optimistic here and tell you that yes, you can have these things. It's just really, really, really important that you dive deep into your own healing, your own therapy, and that you find and create the time and space separated from your current toxic relationship in which to do so. Now, I know we have a whole other episode on therapeutic separations, what they look like, what's the point, what's the spirit of therapeutic separation, but that's really what I'm talking about here. You really, the first stage and phase of your healing process is to have time and space in which to do that, okay? Because it's very challenging, close to impossible, to really dive into a healing process when you're still living under the same roof, oftentimes sleeping in the same bed with the person who's actively hurting you, okay? Or has recently hurt you, or maybe you've just gone through discovery, okay? Like, that's not conducive to healing for you, okay? For all the women out there who are listening to this who are not in that anymore, and they are now separated permanently, divorced, and starting to dip their toe back into the dating world. This is really who I'm recording this episode for, okay? Because I work with a lot of betrayed partners who are in this stage and phase. You know, they are no longer living with, quote unquote, the active addict or the enemy. They have started their own life. Maybe they've gone back to work. Maybe they've gone back to school. Maybe they've, you know, started their own business. I've seen all kinds of amazing things happen. And now they're curious about dipping their toe into like a dating world. Sometimes after like decades of being in an abusive relationship. So this is like really uncharted territory. It's very scary. It's the first time that they've ever approached this courtship process in a healthy way, in a way where they are grounded and they are centered and they are aware of who they are as a human being. They're aware of who they are, what they want, what their values are, and they're not willing to compromise that anymore. So this is like the first time they are stepping into the world of dating as a whole functional adult. And so it is complex. It's complicated. It's scary. It's nerve-wracking. It's all of those things. But it is so incredible to watch this process as they continue to grow in their healing. Because guess what? They're coming to the table now. Like, you're coming to the table now with boundaries. You're coming to the table now from a place of being like grounded and centered. So you do notice when you're off kilter. You notice when you're flat-footed. You notice when you need to lean in. You notice when you're getting blown back, right? You start to notice, toxicity in like a big way. And so like, it's not about trusting others. It's about trusting yourself. And the beauty of this, the healing of this, is when you come to a place of trusting oneself and you are continually, every single day, building those trust bonds by doing loving, kind, compassionate, generous things for yourself and the people that you love, by, you know, creating healthy habits and returning to them on a daily basis, like you're building these trust bonds. Once you can do that with you and you can set healthy boundaries with others, you can absolutely start to trust other people. Now, here's the thing. Can you trust that they won't hurt you? No, of course not. Even in the healthiest of relationships with two very functional adults, they're going to hurt each other, okay? Because they're both human beings. They're fallible, right? It's okay. We can be human. To be human is healthy. Like, there is nothing wrong with that. So yes, people are always going to hurt us. But when we trust ourselves to maintain our boundaries and to stay grounded in our own integrity, it's okay if they hurt us because it's not rocking our world. And we know how it's affecting us. We can identify that. We can clearly and effectively communicate that to a loving, caring, healthy partner. And so, like, yeah, even if that person, you know, hurts you, if it's in a healthy relationship, that's okay because y'all can talk it through and y'all can get, you know, back to baseline, which is like a healthy place. Also, just, you know, for y'all who aren't like that far yet, but it's like, well, I'm just dipping my toe in debt. Like, I'm about to go on my first date. Great. That's okay. You can ask the big and bold questions right away to that person. Like, you know, so how often do you look at pornography? You know, what is your relationship to pornography? You know, how many women have you cheated on? You know, like just 100%. Look them in the eye, you know, be clear, be honest, not in like an accusatory way, but I mean, just ask the big, bold questions and see what their response is. Because when you're grounded and centered, that response gives you all the information you need to know if you want to go on a second date or not. You know, if I ask somebody like, so what is your relationship to pornography? And they're like, yeah, I probably, since I've been single, viewed pornography once or twice a week. Then my next question would be like, okay, so in an intimate relationship, have you found that you're able to disconnect from pornography? Because I can't have that be part of my life. Then if they're like, oh yeah, no, if I'm committed to somebody, that is absolutely not something I'm going to engage in. And I think I would 100% be honest about that. Okay, maybe you're talking about a second date if, you know, all the attractions there and all those other things are working out, right? But ask the bold questions. And when you are, you know, 3 years, 4 years, you know, working on your recovery and you're grounded, you can start to do this, and it's very effective. It's very empowering. It's very healing. There is a stage and phase where dating is very healing, and it just reinforces your integrity and who you are and what you want. And so, you know, if you're not anywhere close to that yet, like, there is hope, and it's coming for you if you're willing to invest in your recovery. So, like, yes, yes. There is love, there is romance, there is great sex, there are healthy relationships in your future if you invest in yours. Okay? All right. So, guys, if you've not checked out our course, just kind of the crash course, Introduction to Intimacy Betrayal, go to our website, www.lightninginabottle.biz, B-I-Z. And check it out today. I think you'll really, really get a lot out of it. And also, if you're just interested about what we do here in Savannah, Georgia, go to resolvestrategiesinc.com and maybe check out one of our upcoming workshops, our survivor group, something like that. All right, guys, thanks so much. And we'll see you same time, same place next week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.